Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Laura Newman is a senior advisor of the Carter Center, and I know, Laura, that his service is going to start. Not the service we all watched on TV, but as soon as that starts, you feel out of respect. We need to end this interview. So when you hit that point, you just tell me I got to go and we'll let you go, okay?
Thank you so much.
I know it's got to be a hard day for you and for everyone who has helped carry on the legacy at the Carter Center. What did you take away today from Jimmy Carter's funeral?
I think, thank you so much for having me. I've been really honored to work with President Carter for the last 25 years. So I've had a long career at the Carter Center and working closely with President and Mrs. Carter. And what you saw at the service today, I think, speaks volumes of the person that he is. You had the President of the United States speak about President Carter as his character and his integrity. And then you had Jason and a couple of his other grandsons tell you really who the person of President Carter was, which is very much what you saw on TV, just somebody who was incredibly humble, with a great sense of humor, integrity, and as Jason said, always making sure that our focus was on the people at the end of the road. We didn't just work with elites at the Carter Center. We work with everybody.
I watched every minute, and I walked away thinking, I want to walk through this life a better person like Jimmy lived his life. I don't think anybody can question his faith or his kindness or his commitment to help others.
Absolutely. And as people said, he had not only a conviction of his courage of his conviction when it came to the work that we do and to his faith, but also so many hobbies. I don't know where he found time to run the Carter Center as well as do everything else from teaching services every Sunday at his church to writing the books. But he was a fly fisherman and a painter and a poet and a winemaker. I was lucky enough to drink some of the wine that he had bottled some years ago. He just had so many facets to himself, but at the core was really his love of family and of those around him. And really of the world.
Because of my age, I wasn't real familiar with Jimmy Carter's former aides to Eisenstadt. And he said, hey, for those of you who want to say what he accomplished after his presidency was more important than what he accomplished during his presidency, let me go through President Carter's presidential record. I think that was impactful for people who may have forgotten the things he accomplished.
Yeah, it was great that he was a bit of a let's get the record straight. And President Carter would laugh when people said that his post-presidency was so much better than his presidency. He would kind of chuckle at them. But Mrs. Carter would be very much like Sue Eisenstadt. She would kind of dress people down and remind them of everything that President Carter had accomplished, including all the bipartisan bills that he was able to get through Congress. But yeah, as Jason joked, he was a millennial before his time.
Yeah.
But he did. I mean, if you're an environmentalist, you have President Carter to thank for that. If you believe in women's rights, he was one of the first to put a focus on women's rights. I've received emails just today from colleagues in Argentina reminding me that it was President Carter who turned his back on the dictators and assured that people got out of prisons and that the disappearance of human rights activists stopped in Latin America. And that was President Carter, and that was during his presidency. So
I had no idea until today when Stu Eisenstadt said he appointed more women to the bench during his one-year presidency than all the presidents combined before him.
Including Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
That stuck with me.
Yeah, and not just women, but also people of color. So he put more people of color in high levels of leadership. And you heard Andy Young talk as well, Ambassador Young, who is a longtime friend of President Carter's. And he didn't fully tell the story that he often does, but when President Carter, this is a story Andy Young tells, when President Carter was running for office in Georgia the first time. He came into a place called Pascal's, which is here in Atlanta. It's a restaurant that all of our civil rights heroes used to spend their time at to plan. They call it, the women were in the kitchen, call it the kitchen cabinet, because they were making all the decisions as well. And President Carter came in and was shaking hands, and Andy Young asked him about this man from Sumter County, which is where President Carter's from, the sheriff, who apparently was the meanest man in America.
According to Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, and Andy Young said, no way, I'm not going to support this man. And then President Carter stopped shaking hands in the restaurant, the main dining part, and went into the kitchen and started shaking hands with everybody in the kitchen. And Andy Young said, you know what, that's the real deal.
Yeah.
That's the person we want.
I love that you call him Andy. We've never heard him. I mean, you know, obviously you have a personal connection. But yeah, most people thought I agree, we could have listened to him speak for another 30 or 40 minutes. It was so powerful. And at age 92, he has seen more than many of us. That was touching. And did President Carter have a soft spot in his heart for Garth and Trisha?
So he worked very closely, him and Mrs. Carter, with them during Habitat for Humanity builds. So they are now the new ambassadors for Habitat for Humanity, which is a place that President and Mrs. Carter volunteered every year. They built houses with them. So that's how they became so close. And the song they sang, Imagine, is one of President Carter's favorite songs.
It was beautiful.
They also did that for Mrs. Carter. It was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. Yes. It was so lovely. And I know Garth and Trisha, and I've got to tell you, there are not better ambassadors to replace Jimmy and Rosalind in that role at Habitat for Humanity than Garth and Trisha. So I'm so glad he feels so strongly that they carry on the mission.
Absolutely.
To you, my sincerest condolences. I know that you lost more than someone that you worked for and with. You lost a friend, and today I think he was memorialized and honored and recognized in the way that he should. So my sincerest condolences, Laura.
Thank you so much.